From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There's been an explosion near an American military patrol in Baghdad today. 8 Iraqis have been killed. American officials have not confirmed an Iraqi government report that one U.S. soldier was killed. Islamist rebels in Somalia say a U.S. airstrike has apparently killed a rebel thought to be the top al-Qaeda leader in Somalia. Witnesses say at least 8 other people were also killed in the attack. The BBC's Adam Minot reports from Nairobi, Kenya.
The bombing raid happened in the middle of the night. It's reported that 4 loud explosions ripped apart the home of Aden Hashi Aro in the town of Dusamareb in central Somalia, killing him and 8 other people, including another militia commander. Aden Aro commanded Al-Shabaab, the military wing of a group of Islamic courts, which has been carrying out a sustained campaign of attacks on Ethiopian forces, which are in the country to back up the weak interim Somali government. Earlier this year, the U.S. government declared Al-Shabaab a terrorist organization, and the killing of Aden Aro is one of a number of attacks they've launched against targets in Somalia in the past 16 months.
That's the BBC's Adam Minot in Nairobi, Kenya. Rivers around Fort Kent, Maine are over their banks, and officials say the community near the Canadian border may suffer its worst flooding in many decades. Robbie Plord is a Fort Kent police dispatcher.
The Fish River actually came over on its peak level, and now we have completely, the East Main Street is completely covered with water.
Rain and melting snow have brought the St. John River to about 5 feet above flood stage. An emergency management official said early this morning he thinks the waters have crested. Wall Street stock futures are up this morning, but stocks fell yesterday after the Federal Reserve lowered the benchmark federal funds interest rate and indications that it may be the last cut for a while. Many analysts believe the Federal Reserve will take a break from cuts at its next meeting. NPR's John Itzty has this report.
After balancing concerns about a recession against worries about inflation, Fed policymakers decided to cut their key rate by a quarter of a percentage point. It was the 7th rate cut in the fight to boost an economy damaged by the bursting of the housing bubble. Former Federal Reserve Governor Lyle Gramley says policymakers do have concerns that their rate cuts might spark broader inflation.
But there's even more concern about the possibility that the economy could stay weak longer than they would like, so they bought an insurance policy.
In their statement, though, Fed officials said the substantial easing of monetary policy to date should promote growth. That was missing from their previous statement. Gramley says it's a sign this may be the final Fed rate cut of this cycle. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Oil has been trading at around $114 per barrel in Asia today. This is NPR News. Another superdelegate is reported ready to switch his support from Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton to rival Barack Obama, who's been steadily narrowing Clinton's superdelegate lead. Joe Andrew is to hold a news conference in his hometown of Indianapolis today. President Bill Clinton appointed Andrew chairman of the Democratic National Committee in 1999. But the Associated Press says that Andrew told the news agency he's now convinced the continuing fight for the Democratic nomination has become a liability for the party. Andrew says that it's doing Republican rival John McCain's work for him. Barack Obama says the tone of his campaign has at times been more combative than he would have liked. He acknowledged that while campaigning in Indiana yesterday. From member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana, Adam Ragusa reports.
In his speech, Obama only briefly alluded to the aggressive tone the Democratic contest has acquired in recent weeks. The senator said he set out to run a campaign that would transcend political tit-for-tat, and he admitted that he has occasionally fallen short of that goal.
Sometimes we've slipped. You know, over the last few weeks, I've noticed, you know, we kept on getting whacked, and sometimes we started whacking back, and
Obama didn't mention his opponent, Senator Hillary Clinton, at all in his speech, except by oblique reference. He said voters should consider his consistent opposition to the Iraq war as they determine whom they want answering the phone in the White House at 3 a.m. For NPR News, I'm Adam Ragusa in Bloomington, Indiana.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听。请推荐给身边的好友。